Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 238. The Prayer of Jesus for the Healing of the Pentecostal Church. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2014, in the third month, on the ninth day of the third month.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Dear Dan, the 8th of March 2014, no more than 2 days ago, the Lord made clear to us that He wanted the next letter, this letter, to be His prayer for the healing of the Pentecostal Church. This came about because very recently, a lady from the Pentecostal Church which I attended with my family as a teenager, began to visit my brother, CB7, having been led by the Lord to do so, and without any prior knowledge on my part. This was the same church, U9, where my brother had been cursed by a false doctrine, as described in the letter 76, Volume 2. CB7 is currently co-inhabited by seven demons. Somehow, his deliverance is linked with this letter, the prayer of Jesus for the healing of the Pentecostal Church. In preparing to write this letter, I performed an internet word search using the phrase, Pentecostal Church Abuse. The very first document, from the very first link on the search page, contained a phrase that confirmed everything I already knew. Here is the quote. Because there are no guidelines within Pentecostal and charismatic assemblies, in general, for how much authority church pastors can assume over their congregations, spiritual abuse is rampant within the movement, creating many difficulties for those within these faiths. Sometime last year, I was led to visit a local church body, U17, to see if there were any meeting times I could attend. After the first visit, I contacted the pastor and invited him to join me for a meal at a local restaurant. He agreed and we met together in fellowship. I knew this was of the Lord because of the sign He had pre-arranged. I had with me a challenge coin, a gift I had been given from a soldier in the Oregon National Guard, who at that very time was serving overseas in Afghanistan. He had given me the coin when we met for a meal at a truck stop in Ellensburg, the year before, while he was training at the Yakima Firing Center. As I began to share with the pastor about my soldier friend, I explained to him how we needed to pray for the soldier. Then I showed the pastor the coin, thinking that I would have to tell him what a challenge coin was. Not so, as the pastor revealed to me how he was a collector of challenge coins. And I thought to the Lord, message received Lima Charlie, about my meeting with the pastor. Later on I went to another Sunday service. Toward the end of the meeting, the pastor started to lead in the closing prayer. It was then that I heard a phrase I hadn't heard in decades, but had heard in my youth, Having spent a number of years growing up in this same Pentecostal denomination, the pastor stated, in a commanding tone of voice, as if he was a drill instructor to the entire congregation, demanding the following of all in the room, and with every head bowed, and every eye closed. It had been so long since I heard someone telling me how to pray, that I stopped for a second. Now, I usually do pray in church with my eyes closed, and maybe I do bow my head. But I hate it when someone tries to command me how I am to pray. How I pray comes from my own personal relationship with Jesus. Or at least it's supposed to. And I knew immediately what this was. This was the clergy attempting to rule over the hearts and minds of the laity, the people. In scripture, this type of relationship between abusers and the abused is identified with this word, Nicolaitans. See Revelation, chapter 2, verses 6 and 15. I also knew that the pastor was simply repeating the same thing he had most likely heard in Bible college, which had been passed down to him from previous generations of college professors and other pastors who had modeled this type of abuse. Here then is the prayer of Jesus for the healing of the Pentecostal church. The book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. Chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says, he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things says he, who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know your works, and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name, and did not deny my faith even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put the stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except him who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience, and as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes, and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, they shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels. As I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Chapter 3. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, indeed I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. to him who overcomes I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Dan, when I met my National Guardsman friend, in Ellensburg, I also gave to him a gift. It was the book you gave to me, Prayer Walking, by Henry Gruver. He told me later in an email, that the book, which he took with him, was having an impact in Afghanistan. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
Show your power as we adore your name. Oh.